Once again, thank you for the worship team. I'm Brother Steve. God bless you all. Okay, let us turn our attention into the epistle to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. It says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." It means pray without ceasing. Always be in communion with our Lord. In this chapter, we can see the perseverance in prayer, which means to stick to it and not quit. When we are praying, our main intention is not to getting man's will done in heaven. It is getting God's will done on this earth. We can see many prayer warriors in this Bible. They all are became the heroes of faith. Let us see a great prayer warrior called Daniel, and how God demonstrated his glory through his life. Let us turn our attention into the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel is known as the book of Revelation in the Old Testament. Whenever we are reading Daniel, we need to hold the book of Revelation as well in another side. We can see the dominion of God over the nations. 6 different kingdoms are presented in this book: Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, Rome, the kingdom of Antichrist, and the kingdom of Christ. When we are seeing the different kingdoms, God is in control over everything. Today morning as well, if something is out of control in your life, we need to believe this: our God is controlling everything. He can do the great things in our life. Daniel chapter 4, verse 32 says, "The Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and gives them to anyone he wishes." We can see a great message from this book: our God's kingdom would come. We all are waiting for that, indeed. In Daniel chapter 6, Darius, who ruled Persia from B.C. 522 to B.C. 486. Daniel was appointed as a commissioner by the king. God chose Daniel for a great mission. Each and everyone's life, God have a great mission. God have a great plan. Through Daniel's life, God of Israel proved he is the living God. Wherever we are in, whatever the jobs we are doing, doesn't matter. God can take all the glory through our life. Praise God. Daniel was with an extraordinary spirit. That's why he flourished everywhere. Are we filled with the extraordinary spirit? Yes, indeed. We all filled with the fire of Holy Spirit. Daniel chapter 6 verse 3 says, "Then this Daniel distinguished himself above the governors and satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm." First thing, Daniel was honest. He kept the standard of the child of God. Wherever Daniel been, This thought was in his heart. I am chosen by God. I have a great mission. Wherever I will go, I need to stand according to the word of God. Daniel, he was the man of heavenly wisdom. Our dear brother Steve read from the book of James. In the book of James, we can see two types of wisdom there. One is manly or earthly wisdom. Second is heavenly wisdom. We all need these two wisdoms. Praise God. Daniel chapter 6 verses from 4 says, so the governors and satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Then this man said, we shall not find any charge against this Daniel unless we find it against him concerning the law of his God. This government officers, the governors, they influenced the king. And they established a law that whoever petitions any god or man for 30 days, except you, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing so that it cannot be changed. According to the law of the Medes and Persians, which does not alter, therefore, King Darius signed the written decree. Not one or two, 122 government officials, they assembled against the faithful servant of God. How many people they are standing against our life? Probably one or two. How many issues it is standing against us? Probably one or two. In Daniel's life, 122 government officials, they stood against this faithful prayer warrior. When Daniel heard about the law passed against the prayer, do you know what he did? Did he stop the prayer? No. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verse 10 says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home. He didn't hide inside the home, okay? He went to home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days. Daniel didn't stop his prayer. Probably, Daniel prayed according to Psalms chapter 55, verse 17. What the word of God is saying there. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Today morning, when we are praying, we are praising God. Our God, he is hearing our voice. The God, he is watching our heart. Praise God. Amen. Officials want to see Daniel praying to his God. Daniel knew he will face the consequences if he is pray. But Daniel knew one thing. I can't live without conversation with my God. I can't stop this relationship. Daniel prioritized his time. He spent much time in the presence of God. Daniel understood his God is in his throne. He's hearing our prayers. Laius forced the king to pass a new law in the nation. The result was Daniel was put in lion's den. King Darius didn't want to sign his friend Daniel's death warrant. He tried to avoid to sign that death warrant many times. King tried to save Daniel from the execution, but all the efforts failed. According to the law of Medes and Persians, even the king didn't have the authority to change the law and Daniel in lion's den. The book of Daniel, chapter 6, verses from 16. So the king gave the command, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. But the king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Your God, whom you serve continually, he will deliver you." This is not the message from a believer. This is a message from a non-believer. The others also know one thing. We all are serving the real God. Then a stone was brought and laid on the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet ring and with the signets of his lords, that the purpose concerning Daniel might not be changed. King had a bad night with fasting. But what was happening inside the lion's den? But Daniel was experiencing God's protection in lion's den. Book of Daniel chapter 6 verses from 19 says, "Then the king arose very early in the morning and went to haste to the den of lions. And when he come to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel." The king spoke, saying to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you serve continually, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Actually, king confessed that Daniel's God was the living God. King knew he's serving lots of God and goddesses. But king knew one thing. This Daniel's God has some speciality. He's the living God. Darius asked, "Is your God able to deliver you?" The prayerful man proclaimed the power of the living God. Daniel said to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lion's mouth." How many times our God sent his angels to shut the problems which stand against our life, so that they have not heard me, because I was found innocent before him. And also, O king, I have done no wrong before you. Praise the Lord. If anyone facing any lion's den in your life, before the time, devil can't do anything. No one can do anything in our life, because we all are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. The angels is real. They are ready to serve us. When heaven is watching us, if his children, they are going through the troubles or tribulations, he will send his angels. We need to believe that. Now the king was exceedingly glad for him and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den. And no injury whatever was found on him, because he believed in his God. Daniel was quick to give God the glory. Daniel said, God closed lion's mouth. If we are going through the difficult situations, expect the extraordinary things from God. Expect extraordinary things, because we are serving the extraordinary God, not the ordinary God, extraordinary God. Praise God. Earthly king put Daniel into lion's den, but the heavenly king, he already arranged his angels in lion's den. Before we are going through the difficult situations, God already did something great for us. Praise God. King of Kings intervened in Daniel's case. When Daniel was removed from the lion's den, they didn't found any injury on him, because Daniel, he has trusted in his God. The accusers, they celebrated the night when Daniel was in trouble. But the next day, the accusers were judged. Lord was glorified through this incident. If a prayerful man will go through the pain, God will deliver him. After Daniel went through the difficult time, God Almighty opened the doors for him to prosper. After Daniel faced these all issues in his life, do you know what happened? God prospered his life. If anyone going through some situations, terrific situations, get ready. God is going to prosper you. Praise God. We have a good message here. If the God's people will go through the lion's den, fear not. Trust in God. Are you okay to say this word to the person next to you? Fear not. Trust in God. Fear not. Fear not. Fear not. We are in Lord's hand, and he will work out his divine purpose for his glory. Prayer changes the situations. What Brother Steve said, change. What he mentioned, that's the one side of change. The other side, prayer will change any situation. I would like to share a real story. Thank you, Anne. You're doing a great job. Thank you. I would like to share about Hebrides Revival. Most of you probably heard about Hebrides Revival. Hebrides Revival, God used two elderly women called Peggy and Christine. They were 84 and 82 years old. Peggy was blind, and her sister almost bent double with arthritis. Lots of health issues. If anyone facing any health issues today, this is the main message for you all. Are you ready to hear this? Wonderful. Okay. They were facing lots of pain and pressure in their body. But do you know, They didn't complain about anything. They were waiting. They were praying for a revival. Praise God. And you know, God spoke to these sisters, to Peggy and Christine, from the book of Isaiah chapter 44 verse 3. I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. They pleaded this day and night in prayer. When Peggy's and Christine's time, those times, they felt the spiritual dryness in their place. But they were keep on praying. And God spoke to them through the unchangeable word of God. They were praying day and night eagerly to see the revival. How many of us want to see the revival in our city and our nation? Praise God. We want to see that. We want to be the part, as a Cornerstone family, we want to be the part in that revival. Praise God. One night, Peggy had a revelation. Revival was coming, and the church of her father's would be crowded again with the young people. She sent for the minister. That time their church minister was James Murray. And told him what God had shown her, asking him to call his elders and deacons together for a special times of waiting upon God. In the same district, a group of men, they were praying in a barn, experienced God's presence. One night, as they waited upon God, a young deacon rose and read the part of 24th Psalms. In 24th Psalms, we can read this passage. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord. When when God spoke this man through the word of God, he turning to the others and he said, brethren, it seems to me just so much humbug to me, waiting and praying as we are. If we ourselves are not rightly related to God, then lifting his hands towards heaven, he cried, oh God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? He got no further, but he fell into the floor. He started to cry. He started to pray. Other brothers also joined with him. They start to cry. They asked to the Lord, oh God, are my hands clean? Is my heart pure? This man understood one thing. They were praying for the revival in their area. But the Holy Spirit gave a good message through the word of God. The revival must start from you. Revival must start from you and me, from us. Praise God. They examine themselves. They submit themselves in the presence of God. And the awareness of God filled the barn. And a stream of supernatural power was let loose in their lives. They had moved into a new sphere of God realization. They believed in the promise of revival. They believed, they prayed. You know, God used the minister called Duncan Campbell, also a key part in this revival. Many people, many youngsters, they start to come to the church. They accepted Jesus Christ as their personal savior. Do you know, through this revival, many youngsters became the ministers of Christ. Is that good? We are serving the same God. That same Holy Spirit still moving. They prayed in the name of Jesus. As a church, we are also praying in the name of Jesus. They prayed by the fire of Holy Spirit. We are also praying. When I read about this revival, these two sisters, above 80s, they never give up. They didn't pray like this, Lord, send the revival after our time. No, they prayed, Lord, we want to be the part of that revival. We want to be the part of that revival. Praise God. This is the time for alert and availability. As a church, be alert. As a church, be available. If the church will be available for prayer, our God will do awesome things through His church. Our brother Steve will come and he will announce about the 1 week Elim's prayer. As a church, we are going to pray. We would like to do the 12 hours all night prayer. Praise and prayer. Whomever is free, please be part in that. Ephesians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21 says. Ephesians chapter 3 verses 20 and 21. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generation forever and ever. The congregation, please say amen. Let us close our eyes and pray. Thank you, Lord.